Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is the Central Rappahannock Regional Library in this morning, and we meet a couple of new faces from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library this morning. Chuck Gray is here, the branch manager at the Snow Branch. Chuck, great to meet you. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And Simon Watts is here. He's a Maker Lab specialist. He also is going to hear. He's going to talk about Idea Space here this morning, too. Simon, great to meet you.
Great to meet you. Thanks for having us.
Great to have you guys here. Always fun to talk about the library. The library has been has had to deal with COVID like everyone else. And Chuck, as far as being a branch manager during COVID times, boy, everything changed all of a sudden for you and for everybody.
It's been up and it's been down. We've had to make a lot of changes very quickly. We've had to deal with visitor limitations in terms of how many people can come into the building, having to deal with masks, having to do with social distancing. It's been a wild time, but slowly we've been able to repeal, you know, some of those restrictions.
Sure.
And come back to more normal levels of service. And the library is now open, and we are happy to welcome everybody for all normal services.
Well, and I guess one of the things, and over the years in talking with folks from the library, you get into this obviously for a love of books, but you like to deal with the public and help people when they've got questions. And all of a sudden, that just became so complicated.
It did become complicated. And I would say for most people who work at the library, it is a love of helping the community and serving them. And so when we initially had to shut down and we were doing everything virtually, it was a big adjustment for a lot of us. And we really missed working with the public. And now that we're open and we're able to see people again, and it's just so nice. The public, they love to see us open. They love to come in and, well, not see our faces, unfortunately. But
well, yeah, there's that.
There's a little bit of that. But yeah, that interaction, that connection with the community is very important to us, and we're so glad to be back.
You talk about being back and being open again, but Library Express and curbside pickup still part of everything the library's doing.
That's correct. Curbside pickup is a service that is not going away. It is something that the public really seems to love. I would say the numbers on that are down just a little bit because people really do love coming into the library itself. But even still, it is something that I think has become a norm for a lot of businesses, and we're right there with them.
Yeah, if you are in a hurry or if you want to make it quick, that is a way now to do it. I mean, and that was something a few years ago. If we were having this conversation 2.5 years ago, and I said, did you ever think about it? And you'd say, nah, people can come on in.
Yeah, that's probably true. it's something that I'm proud to be able to provide for the public.
Yeah. And you do mention, I mean, a lot of businesses in public places have had trouble. I mean, it's been slow to come back, but really, as soon as the library was able to reopen again, that was one area I think people did really look forward to being able to come back to the library.
Yep. As soon as we started curbside pickup back in June of 2020, we were slammed with so many people. It was nonstop running in and out of the building, carrying books and DVDs out to people. So it was a lot of exercise. It was good stuff.
Simon, with what you do, especially with the Maker Labs Idea Space, you know, that's so hands-on. Much of that is hands-on. So that, I'm sure, has really affected your life quite a bit.
We've had to evolve.
Yes.
So in order to let people use the equipment, we have what we call the badging program. So you attend a brief overview of the equipment, and then you're certified to use it independently. One of the things we found to be very effective was creating video courses. So the customers can watch a video before they come in, then they already kind of are familiar with the equipment, they demonstrate their knowledge independently, and they're good to go. And to be honest, we love video courses because it saves us so much time after the course is made.
Yeah, yeah, it's done and you set someone down.
Just relaunched our sewing machine badge with a 3-part video course available online. That was when we couldn't offer due to COVID because you couldn't socially distance and learn how to use the sewing machine at the same time.
Interesting. Well, I'm sure you, like everyone else, was excited when things started to open up again, because those were long months.
Absolutely. We did have to close again in February, and IdeaSpace did have a delayed opening due to COVID. We were originally going to open April 16th, 2020.
It seemed like such a great time. It was going to spring. I can remember Martha being in here and the library director talking about it. And it just seemed like the perfect time. What could go wrong?
I know, right? It's definitely been a journey. We made PPE during the PPE crisis for a while for Mary Washington Healthcare, as well as Westmoreland County Government. But we're open, finally. We no longer require appointments, which we're very happy about. We do accept walk-ins. It can be definitely tricky to get a walk-in if you don't have an appointment for things like the laser cutter and the AV booth, because they're so popular.
Yeah. We're going to get into, as we go along this morning, we're going to talk in detail what IdeaSpace is all about and about the Maker Labs with Simon. We'll do that as we go along. A couple of things before we take a break here. This is a Hispanic Heritage Month at the library.
That is correct, yes. Yeah, so we're very proud to be able to present a large collection of books at all the branches having to deal with Hispanic heritage. And we also have a series of reading activities and badges that can be earned in what's referred to as our Beanstack app, which is what we use for our summer reading and winter reading programs. And so people can go in there, they can take part in challenges, they can read books about different Hispanic countries, about different cultures, about different famous people of Hispanic heritage. And it's something that really engages the public to learn more about Hispanic Heritage Month.
It was about a month ago when we did a library show, and I actually during the show downloaded the library app and in the Beanstack app, mm-hmm. and they only take a few minutes to download, mm-hmm. and it really lines you up to everything, and you can do so many more things with the library.
Yes, yeah. We've really taken great strides in developing the digital side of the library, especially during the pandemic. We were offering some things virtually before, but having these apps available to you to be able to interact with the library wherever you are, I think is really something special. You can carry the library with you, and we like to be able to engage people where they are rather than, forcing them to come into the buildings.
Yeah, yeah. No, I downloaded a month ago with the Beanstack app, the Curl Mobile, and the Libby app.
Yep.
And those set you up to be able to do a lot of things with the library.
They absolutely do. Yeah, the Libby app provides you free access to ebooks and audiobooks and magazines now. There's a huge collection of magazines that you can read with the Libby app. So we are very pleased to be able to offer that as well.
We talked about Hispanic Heritage Month. Banned Books Week is also going on.
Banned Books Week is going on, yes. Banned Books Week, as you can imagine, is a special time for libraries because we stand against banning books and any kind of media. And so it's a time for us to bring awareness to what books are being challenged and what books are being banned, and really, improve understanding among the public as to what that can mean in terms of, the damage that it can do to our shared experience with books. There's some interesting books on the list this year.
Yeah, to see that, do you have a list of some of those?
Yeah, so the most challenged book this year is a book called George by Alex Gino. It's about a young transgender girl who wants to play the part of Charlotte in Charlotte's Web, but is told that she can't by her teacher because she's a boy. And then we also have a book called Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You. That is the next most banned. And then All American Boys, which is a book about a Muslim American boy.
Interesting. And again, librarypoint.org, all kinds of information about what's going on at the library and some of these special focuses. We'll continue to talk about that and many more things this morning. Chuck Gray from the Snow Branch here, along with Simon Watts with Idea Space. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We will be right back.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Shubel.
Simon Watts and Chuck Gray here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. I've not been a very good host this morning. I didn't find out a little bit about you. Simon, I'll start off with you. How'd you get involved with the library?
I started as a volunteer, actually, and then I became a clerk.
Okay.
Idea Space started as part of the city's Maker District meetings, which I was attending as a customer, as just a citizen.
Yeah.
So Idea Space was something that was kind of high concept, but that we'd wanted to do as an extension of the Maker Lab program for a while, something that focused more on adult creatives. The existing Maker Lab program was mostly child-focused with early STEM toys and stuff so they could start developing those skills. I pitched it at a meeting with Martha Hutzel's approval, a Maker District meeting, Idea Space. It was very well received as the city was looking for anchor projects. Things that would help revitalize the Princess Anne corridor.
Yeah.
We created a proposal for the EDA. They funded us for rent, and then we started going.
So in a way, you're kind of like you could be called, you know, maybe the father of Idea Space.
I'll take that. Yeah.
That's so but interesting.
I don't do it alone. I work with Megan Mayhew and Maurice Nowlin, and Chuck Gray is the new supervisor. So it's definitely a team effort. We have a ton of equipment, and it's a lot for one person to master. I'm a jack of all trades.
Yeah. Oh, I guess so. Do you have an interest in technology and that kind of thing?
I have an interest in creativity, and technology is just the tool to get there.
Okay.
Tech is useless if nobody uses it. So we try and make everything accessible. I mentioned the badging program earlier. People are busy, and we're all competing against TikTok these days. So the faster we can make access to our equipment, the better. Badging teaches the bare minimum. We have people from all walks of life, all different skill levels come in. Our job is to get them started. For the studio, for example, we have beginners and we have pros who just want to use the space. So badging is just the overview required so we can get them to the point where we can trust them independently. And then from that point on, if they need tutoring and they have questions, we'll sit down with them and we'll work with them to bring their project to life.
And we're going to talk in the next break about and jump into really what Idea Space is all about and how you can get involved. But what an interesting story, Simon, because usually I think in every case when I've talked to library people, I hear a general story of just so library focused, and you're library focused, but this is a much different. This is kind of the new library.
Yes, it's a new service.
Yeah,
We've offered access to other services before. This is just the modern evolution.
So interesting. So did you grow up around here?
I did. Yeah, I'm a Fredericksburg local.
Okay. Even better.
Yeah, I grew up listening to B1.5 on the radio, actually.
Well, isn't
every carpool.
At least you didn't say, because I've had some people come in and say, I remember listening to you growing up. So
I do.
On the way to school. Oh,
I had to say it.
So, well, great stuff. And again, we're going to come back and talk in a bit more about just the exciting things with Idea Space. Chuck Gray, what's your story? How'd you get involved in the library world?
Well, I'm afraid my story isn't quite as exciting as Simon's. I came to the library in 2006, straight out of library school. I worked at the Fredericksburg Library for 12 years, and in 2018, I got the job managing the Snow Library, and I've been there ever since.
Okay. Well, finally, in talking to Simon, I liked his story, but I thought, this is not the story I'm used to. So this is more of a – so did you grow – did Did you grow up with your parents taking you to the library? Are you around books a lot?
Oh, absolutely. Books were a huge part of my upbringing. We went to the library a good deal and to the bookstore as well. I'm a small bit of a book collector. So that was a huge part of my upbringing.
How many books do you think you have?
Oh, good Lord, don't ask me that.
A lot. We'll
a, say, lot. A lot. A lot to... enough to surround my office, three walls of my office of books.
Well, it should be. If you're going to be a branch manager.
It's a lot of books, yeah.
If you're going to be a branch manager, you got to be around books. Do you have a favorite author or two?
Oh, that is a good question. That shifts all the time.
Okay.
But probably my all-time favorite author is Robert B. Parker, writer of mysteries. He writes the Spencer series. He's passed on, unfortunately, but his books have been continued by his estate, and not quite what they once were, but just wonderful hard-boiled mysteries, easy to get into, very easy to read.
Like as far as a ballpark number goes, how many books would you say that, you know, in the course of a month do you get through?
So this is an unfortunately embarrassing thing about me is that I am actually a rather slow reader. So I'll maybe get through 2-3 books a month.
Okay, well, that's a couple more than I get through a month. So
that's still pretty good.
That's still pretty good. Interesting stuff. It's always interesting to hear stories from library people. Chuck Ray, Simon Watts here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Chuck, as far as adult services, a number of things going on this month to let people know about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The first thing I want to promote is our book groups. We have 15 different book groups now representing the various branches of the system, and we've got some specialized book groups as well. We've got a Civil War book group, and then we've got a new book group that I'm trying to get off the ground, focusing on mental health. And so we've been reading different nonfiction books and fiction that have to do with mental health and just discussing those. Yeah.
Interesting. Those book groups are really a great chance to delve into books and also get to know people.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great way to meet other people in the community, and it really is an opportunity to connect in a way that I don't think that, you know, we've all gone so virtual these days. And there are fewer and fewer ways for people to connect in person traditionally. Yeah. And the book group is a great way for people with a shared interest to really come together.
What else is going on in the world of adult services?
Well, we've got some virtual events. We've got our Lunch and Learn series. Lunch and Learn we do every Friday from noon to 1 live on Facebook. You do not need a Facebook account in order to view them. You just go to facebook.com/CRRL News, C-R-R-L News.
Okay.
Every Friday we have quick little lessons or discussions on various topics. So coming up on September 24th, we've got Teaching Your Words to Dance, Tango with Tanka, and that's where we're exploring elements of Japanese Tanka poems. The following week, it's a box step with Bardic verse. We're exploring Celtic Bardic verse. And then the following weeks, on October 8th and the 15th, we'll have presentations from the R Board, who are the waste disposal folks for Stafford and Fredericksburg, and we've done presentations in the past with them.
Okay. What else? Talk to me about realism versus real life at Chancellorsville. That interests me.
Yeah. So that's being presented by John Hennessy, who is the chief historian of the Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania National Military Park, who's retired. He is one of the most engaging speakers I've ever heard. We've had him speak at some of our staff events.
Yeah.
Very knowledgeable person. Will set you straight on history. He is going to do an illustrated talk that describes the real-life connections to Stephen Crane's Red Badge of Courage, describing a soldier's struggle in Chancellorsville. That promises to be a very fascinating talk.
When is that going to be?
That is going to be on September 23rd.
Okay. So that is coming right up, actually.
Yes, it is.
Pop culture trivia, Disney.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
So that's something that I'm definitely going to fail, but we have on October 2nd and October 23rd to test your pop culture knowledge with a family-friendly trivia contest. So that's a great way, again, it's a virtual event. People can log on and, you know, be challenged of their Disney knowledge.
Okay. Anything else going on you want to run over before we take a break as far as an adult services?
Yeah. So a couple of things that we've got going on for exhibitions. At all of the branches, we have a poster exhibit for September 11th that outlines the history, all the details, the impacts of it, cultural, historical impacts of it. And so you can go to any of the branches and you can view that exhibit.
Okay.
And the website, librarypoint.org, also has a great deal of September 11th information on it. So
okay.
I would check that out. And then we also have an exhibit at the Fredericksburg branch called Agents of Change, Female Activism in Virginia from Women's Suffrage to Today. So it's a traveling exhibit that's being displayed in the atrium through October 9th and explores the legacy of women's suffrage in Virginia from 1920 to 2020. And it's just a beautiful exhibit. You'd think that you had stepped into a museum. It's gorgeous. Hmm.
Yeah. Interesting. I'll have to check that out. Chuck Gray is the branch manager of the Snow Branch Library. He's in this morning along with Simon Watts with Idea Space and a Maker Lab specialist. LibraryPoint.org, the website. Also check out Facebook for some interesting and sometimes humorous things from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Quick break. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving for daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Chuck Gray, Simon Watts here this morning from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Simon is involved with Idea Space. We'll jump into that. We have talked a little bit this morning already about Idea Space. Really, Simon, I would guess because it really opened with the pandemic, kind of delaying things. In so many ways, a lot of us are still learning about what Idea Space is all about.
And I'm here to tell you about it. So the equipment we offer access to is a pretty long list. So we have a 10x12 audiovisual booth. We have sewing machines, 3D printers, a laser cutter, drawing tablets, and a video conversion station. Those are all a part of the badging program. So you can be certified to use these independently. We train you, and then you're good to go. This October, however, we're going to be starting our programming again. Chuck was talking about book groups, and IdeaSpace's version of that is to have programs for creatives. The first is the Comic Creators Roundtable, and I'm a comic writer on the side, actually.
Okay.
And I taught a Parks and Rec comic class for a couple of years, and I really enjoyed it, but it was focused more towards kids and teens and pen and paper. Today, if you want to make art, you need to be able to put it in a computer or to just draw it digitally to begin with. And IdeaSpace's drawing tablets combined with their new art software, Clip Studio Paint, will allow us to create a more engaging program, again, focused at a older audience. That will be starting October 7th. It's going to be the first Thursday of the month.
I know IdeaSpace gives you access to a lot of these things that a lot of us you just can't afford. And it gives you a chance to learn how, get hands-on. And in some cases, you see something and you think, well, I would never use this. But in other cases, you do see where there's a lot of use for it.
Yeah, and if you're just starting out, you maybe don't want to buy a $400 drawing tablet. Now, it would be a big risk, I would say. You're basically buying a Nintendo Switch you don't know if you're going to use.
Right.
We do have Tech on the Go. through Ideaspace. And that is equipment that you can borrow like you would a book. And Tech on the Go includes a huge array of things, from DJ turntables to GoPros, 360 video cameras. But one of those things that we offer are drawing tablets that you can check out. And it works like you like a book would. If you check it out, you have a week.
Mm-hmm.
After a week, if it's late, it's $10 a day. But it is an option. There's only so much you can film in Ideaspace. And so being able to take the GoPro out, film, then come in and edit if you don't have access to the Adobe suite is a great tool that we can offer.
Yeah, no, this is where Ideaspace is so great, that because of the tech on the go component to it. Mm-hmm. You can come in and learn and learn how to do these things, but to be able to actually physically take it home and use it is a great thing. So like you say, you don't know if this is something that you're going to be able to master or that you're going to be able to use.
A 360 video camera has a pretty niche use.
Right. Like
you're not going to be using that at weddings or to take your selfies with, in all probability. Mm-hmm. So we can fill that void, and I'm glad we can.
It's a great years ago when this was starting to come together, I just thought it really puts technology into the hands of all of us.
Thank you. I'm glad we can offer it. It's surprisingly easy to use, I would say. Most of the pieces of equipment, they've gotten easier over time. The laser cutter, for example, only has one button on it.
And really?
Then it just uses the Google Chrome app.
Okay.
So you have like a Chrome website you log into, you upload your photo, you drag your cut around it, and then you push the one glowing button on the Glowforge and you're done.
Huh.
Just make sure the air conditioner's on so there's not any smoke.
Yeah. Interesting. Again, we're talking about Ideaspace this morning. Again, and Ideaspace is on Princess Anne Street in Fredericksburg.
1616 Princess Anne Street, Suite B, by Hardee's.
Yeah. It's just, yeah.
We have 25 parking spots. It's pretty accessible by car. Our hours are 4 to 8 Monday through Thursday and 12 to 5 on Saturdays. So we keep later hours for people who get off work to come by.
You mentioned this earlier that the Maker Labs were kind of they preceded Ideaspace and really were meant. I remember we did a number of shows over the years on Maker Labs, and were really focused at that time on kids.
Definitely. The badging program is when it started to veer more towards adults, and other libraries have offered digital media and Maker Labs. Sometimes separately in the same building, sometimes together. Ideaspace is just our take on that, and it's all under one roof. So you get people from different disciplines interacting because we're all in the same space together, which is really cool to see.
Talk to me about arcade machines. We haven't talked about that yet, I don't think.
Oh, this is a fun one.
Okay.
When they moved into the Library Administrative Center, there was an arcade machine shoved in the back.
And really?
Yeah, it was just there. And Martha said, can we have it? And the guy said yes. And so we inherited this baby Pac-Man machine.
And does it work?
It works, yes. It needs a little restoration, which we're going to work on through this program. Baby Pac-Man was one of the few combination arcade machine pinball machines ever made. There weren't a whole lot of them produced. They weren't super popular. And then you have double the things on it that can break. Miraculously, ours is in good shape. We're going to partner with Tim Owens of Reclaim Arcade. It's a new arcade that opened up on Route 3 to do an arcade machine restoration class. Tim's going to come in. We're going to show you how they work because they really are pieces of history in there. There's a rat's nest of cables and stuff and chips. It's a whole new world of forgotten technology.
I was going to say technology from the past. This is almost like, you know, opening up a trunk and finding, you know, something at your grandmother's house.
It's not the same. No, it's very different in there. It's a little intimidating. But Tim is going to bring pieces from other machines that he works on out at Reclaim, and we're going to explain everything. I know just enough about our Pac-Man machine to fix it.
Okay.
But I'd like to learn more as well.
So when is this going to be, this class?
That will be October 21st.
Is that something we need to sign up for?
No, there's no sign up at this point for Ideaspace programs.
Okay.
And it's October 21st. That is a Thursday, and it is 6 to 7.
Okay, and right there over at the Idea Space location on Princess Anne Street.
Yes.
So of all the things that are there, all the technologies there, all the things that you work to do, is there anything? Well, it seems like you got the most excited when we were talking about the comics because you said you've done that. But as far as the technologies there, do you have any favorites?
So some of my favorite stuff is actually the invisible technology, and that's the software. I am not a musician, but we have this really cool beat making software called FL Studio, which makes making beats super easy. You can do it in just a couple of clicks. Clip Studio Paint for comic creators is amazing because you can actually draw your panels digitally, and then you'll only draw within the panel, so there's no worrying about going outside of the panel. The Glowforge Premium software we got is for our laser cutter, and it makes making cuts far easier than it would be otherwise. The software is kind of like the brain of the machines, so the hardware is like the physicality of it, but the software is what makes it smart.
Interesting stuff.
It's a lot of fun, and it's always challenging. We're always learning. Customers have problems we wouldn't have thought of.
Well, do a lot of libraries have something like an idea space? I just think this is one of the things that really sets the Central Rappahannock Regional Library apart, just having this part of the library.
Usually in some form. There are digital media labs that offer access to things like Adobe, and I would say 3D printers at libraries are very commonplace at this point. IdeaSpace really differentiates itself in terms of how accessible and visible and compact everything is.
Yeah.
We do have a dedicated Instagram, so if you want to follow IdeaSpace and get the latest news, that is the best place for it.
Okay.
It is CRRL_IdeaSpace.
Okay, and that's on Instagram. So, well, good, very good stuff. And again, it's worth looking into. And especially if you've got kids that are interested in these kinds of things, they can learn a lot of this stuff hands on.
Yes, I will say this: most of the equipment is ninth grade and up at IdeaSpace. Okay. But kids are absolutely welcome to sit in with adults while they learn.
Okay, yeah.
It's just, you know, with a laser cutter, it's not the most child-friendly thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Simon Watts here with the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Also, Chuck Gray is here, the branch manager, the snow branch manager in Spotsylvania. We were talking about some things in adult services, young adult services. Chuck, what's going on right now there?
So we've got something that I'm very excited about, which is our teen stop motion video contest. You can submit an entry in the 2021 stop motion video contest beginning October 1st through the 15th.
Okay.
Prizes will be awarded in two age categories, grades 6 through 8 and grades 9 through 12. For submission details and inspiration, visit librarypoint.org/video-contest. I was looking at the video for that won last year, and I was very amused by it. It was this little toy robot that was marching around, got in a truck and started doing wheelies, and then got out of the truck, started leaning on it, and then the truck I'm sorry, I'm getting away from the microphone. The truck, he leaned on the truck and the truck falls off the table and you see him chasing after it. So it was very creative, very funny.
That is super creative.
Yeah. So there's that. And there's Jumpstart Read for the Record in branch and online from October 28th. So Jumpstart's Read for the Record is a global campaign that brings together millions of adults and children as they read the same book on the same day, building an intergenerational community through the power of reading. All CRRL branches will have a copy of the book and branches to read that day, as well as grab-and-go activity bags. We've got little paper bags with games and activities that kids and families can take with them and do away from the branch. And those are going to be related to the story. There's also going to be a link at librarypoint.org to an online version of the book so families can read it at home, as well as links to activities that can be done at home. And the book this year is Amy Wu and the Patchwork Dragon by Kat Zhang.
Okay. you have some books. You brought some books in, and I can't have a library person here without asking you what you're reading at the moment.
So a book that I just finished is called The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin. It's a very interesting urban fantasy book about a group of individuals who become the boroughs of New York City. They are, I guess, empowered by the spirit of the boroughs of the city and come together to fight a monster that is invading from another world and trying to take the city over before it becomes alive. And it's a very interesting story in that you really get a feel for New York City, even if you've never been there. The characterization of the boroughs is just fascinating, and the way that she characterizes them and turns them into people that you can actually relate to is brilliant. So I highly recommend The City We Became by N.K. Jemisin. I'm also reading a couple of nonfiction books. The first one is The Infinite Game by Simon Sinek, who is just a brilliant writer of leadership books. I love his stuff. The Infinite Game is about, it can be applied to life as well as business in terms of not living life towards any one finite goal, but always looking to the future, always planning ahead, and how successful businesses and successful individuals don't just reach for one goal and then stop, but it's something that just keeps on going.
Okay. Well, those are two different kind of books.
They are two different kinds of books, yes. As I took over as branch manager at Snow, one of the things that I was encouraged to start doing was reading more leadership books. And I'll be honest, I was a little bit befuddled at first because it was unlike anything that I had ever read before.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, I guess this is a part of my job now. And it's something that I've actually grown to quite enjoy. So there we go.
So that means you get into management. You have to start reading those kind of books, I guess.
Absolutely. Yep.
LibraryPoint.org, the website for the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Chuck Gray is the Snow Branch Manager in Spotsylvania. Simon Watts is with Ideaspace. Quick break. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Chuck Gray and Simon Watts here from the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Before we get out of here this morning, Chuck, we'll circle back around and a couple more things to talk about with a couple things going on with young adult services.
Yes, absolutely. A couple more things that I did want to mention. We have a virtual Grow a Reader special for Halloween. Grow a Reader, those are basically our story time events, and they are virtual right now because of the pandemic. But we're celebrating Halloween with stories and songs for ages birth to five. The class will be viewed whenever is best for each family. They're pre-recorded, so you can go on the website and view them as much as you want. Those are going to be available in October at librarypoint.org. I really recommend them. Our children's librarians are just brilliant performers, very creative.
And they are.
I love watching them.
Yep.
They are.
Yep.
We'll have some grab-and-go activity bags for the children with a Halloween theme that will be available at all branches from October 25th through the 30th. You can pick those up in the branch or at curbside. And then we've got virtual pause for reading. That's basically time with Therapy Dog. Kids can practice their reading remotely in one-on-one sessions with specially trained dogs. All you need is a webcam and a book. I've been doing it I've been facilitating these sessions for the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun to watch the kids grow and their reading levels improve.
I bet. LibraryPoint.org for information on all this. Also, Facebook is another great resource for the Central Rappahannock Regional Library. I know you're always in the employment area, Chuck. You're always mm-hmm. There are some jobs.
There are some jobs. Yes, we are hiring for customer service clerk subs and also for security subs. You can apply for those on our website. The direct link is librarypoint.org/employment-opportunities. And that will take you right to the application page for those positions. And we would love to have more people from the community come and join our team.
We talked a little bit earlier about the exhibitions, 9/11 and Agents of Change.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty powerful things, and they're you just go to a library and you'll get a glimpse.
Yes, absolutely. We think it's really important to be able to be a place of community and information, in addition to just being a repository for books. We really want to engage the community.
And, Simon, as far as Idea Space, you're open for business, and check it out. In some ways, it can be really an intro to technology.
Definitely can be. I'll be working tonight, 4 to 8, so swing by. Also, come by and meet Pepper the Robot. She has a permanent home at Idea Space now.
I had totally forgotten with the pandemic about Pepper. Pepper's still around?
Pepper's still around, yeah.
Pepper's not old technology yet.
No. Well, maybe. I don't know. I'm not fully up to date on commercially available robots that we could get in the library, but I will say this. We've been able to get some updates for Pepper, and
yeah,
she's much chattier than she used to be.
Oh, okay. I totally forgot about Pepper.
We've been able to code her so that now when she talks, she'll display an image on her tablet as well. And if you go in and you have questions about IdeaSpace and you just ask about the equipment, she's happy to explain everything to you.
Okay. the whole pandemic, Pepper was erased from my mind. You talked about October 22nd from 6 to 7, Arcade Machines is a class that you're having, and that's something to check out if you're interested in that kind of thing.
I believe it's the 21st.
Oh, yep, it is 21st. The 21st. Yes, I can't read my own writing. It is October 21st.
And then first Thursdays of the month is going to be the Comic Creators Roundtable, and that's 6 to 7.
Good stuff. Again, and Chuck, to get a library card, it doesn't take long. You can do that online, and that opens the world of the Central Rappahannock Regional Library.
It absolutely does. Just go to any of your local branches, or you can fill out a form to get a card sent to you at librarypoint.org/card. Real easy to get to. And we also have a mobile app, CRRL Mobile. You can find that in both the Apple App Store and the Google Play Store. And that will let you search for books, place them on hold. It also offers you the ability to store your library card within the app, so you don't have to remember to have your library card with you. You just open up the app, bring up your library card, and scan it right there from the app.
We just learned a second ago that Simon will be at Idea Space tonight. You're going to be at the Snow Library today?
I will be at the Snow Library today, unfortunately, just until 1 o'clock. My schedule is a little wacky these days, but please feel free to come by to the Snow Branch. I have some of the friendliest staff in the entire system, and we would love to see you.
Chuck Gray, Simon Watt, Central Rappahannock Regional Library. Thank you both. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
LibraryPoint.org. Stay safe. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility. Here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit GoEVMobility.com. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.